You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Let's keep talking about slow growth and falling prices, this time, though, because of competition. America's biggest grocery chains are locked in a deli counter cage match, you might say, and food prices are tanking as a result. Discount retailer Dollar General said yesterday that it's cutting prices on hundreds of items across 2,000 stores. Walmart, Kroger, Trader Joe's, all the same story. And now cutting costs to get people in the door is a time-tested strategy, but it isn't good for margins. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
Grocery stores are feeling the pinch these days, whether it's from online retailers or changing tastes. In fact, legacy brands are also worried about losing market share.
Whether it's Kraft, whether it's Heinz, whether it's Unilever.
Phil Lempert is the editor of SupermarketGuru.com. He says manufacturers are cutting prices too. This is good for stores because they can pass those savings on to customers, but it also means they have to find new ways to sell more product at slimmer margins.
They might have to commit to higher quantities or specials or coupons, but their idea is to get those prices down as cheap as possible and get customers coming into the door.
So that's great, right? Customers walk in and walk out with more bang for their buck.
What they don't tell you is they're raising prices on other items to make up for it.
So says supermarket analyst David Livingston. He says retail grocers will never win the battle for customers on price alone.
Because you will not out Walmart Walmart.
In fact, Walmart has planned to slash prices even more on high traffic items such as fresh fruit and laundry detergent. $10 billion in cash reserves can buy you that luxury. A much better strategy, says Livingston, is to exploit another niche, whether it's better customer service or high-quality produce.
Whole Foods didn't get where they're at by having low prices. They've gotten where they're at by being the whole paycheck.
Back in the low-cost space, European grocers Aldi and Lidl actually do have prices lower than Walmart. Both are planning rapid expansions in the United States. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.